Welcome to Radio America, broadcast from south of the Mason-Dixon line, from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina, where family values still matter. We bring to you the best in old-time radio, where good was good, and funny was really funny. So sit back and relax, and get ready to enjoy yourself on Radio America.
Moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in spine chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
Good evening, friends of The Creaking Door. The Creaking Door is... So do come in. I'm old-fashioned, really. Give me a stormy night and a little village station in the middle of nowhere, with the express train rushing towards disaster, and I'm happy. Just an old-fashioned soul, and that's me. Oh, I beg your pardon. I shouldn't have used the word soul, should I?
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. Promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5s today.
A darn thing, do you know that?
No hurry, darling. Take it easy. Pull off the road till it eases up a bit, if you like.
It's been like this for the last hour, hasn't it? I can't see it easing up. What's the time?
Dear, watch has stopped. 10 o'clock, it says, but it was that at least half an hour ago.
Well, we can forget about getting home early tonight.
Well, the farmers will be pleased.
Hey, look. Someone's decided to wait till the storm has passed over a bit.
That car at the side of the road, you mean?
Yes.
There's someone standing there, isn't there?
Looks like it. He's dragging us down. What shall I do?
Troubled by the looks of things. Yes, look, he's been trying to fix a puncture.
It could be a trick, couldn't it?
You mean a hold-up? I don't think so, darling.
You always were a trusting self. Anyway, we'll see what he wants.
Ah, here he comes. He's in uniform.
Yes, it's a railway uniform.
I'm so pleased you stopped. I'm having a bit of trouble.
Puncture?
Yes, the spare's flat. I've been stuck here for half an hour. You're the first car that's come along.
Oh, you better get in.
Oh, my name's Michael Wright. This is my wife, Pamela.
How do you do?
I'm pleased to meet you, and that's no error. Bill Evans is my name.
Well, now, where do you want to be, Bill?
Well, I'm on the railway. I suppose you can see that. Should have been at the station half an hour ago.
Which station is that?
Rossiter Station. It's about 10 miles from here.
Okay, you just show me how to get there. We'll give you a lift.
That's very kind of you. You turn off to the right about a mile ahead. Just ahead there. That's the station.
Oh, I see. It's miles from anywhere, isn't it?
Serves the local farmers, mainly. Why don't you shelter here a while, Mr. Wright? I mean, the storm's got worse, if anything. It's warm and dry in the waiting room, and I could offer you a cup of tea.
Well, that's very kind of you, Bill.
Oh, yes, let's do that, Michael. You're tired of driving. I'd love a cup of tea.
All right, then.
Better run for it. Follow me.
Right.
Through there.
Come on, darling.
Oh.
Hey, I'm soaked. Oh, so are you, Pam.
Oh, never mind. It's better than driving through that horrible storm all the while.
Make yourself comfortable. I'll make the tea. Let's hope there's some milk left.
Okay. What's the matter, darling? You're shivering. Oh, have you caught a cold, do you think?
Well, I'm all right. Just relief, I think. I hate driving in weather like this. Rain, thunder. I imagine all sorts of terrible accidents.
Why didn't you say? You know I'd have stopped.
Well, I know you'd prefer to keep going. I'm glad we've stopped, really.
You look a bit feverish to me. Here, let me feel your forehead. You're quite hot, you know. I think you've got a temperature.
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing a cup of tea won't fix.
Funny little station, this, isn't it? Rossiter. I never heard of it, have you?
Never. But I don't know this area well, in any case.
You know, I think our friend Bill is the only one here. He must be booking clerk, porter, and station master rolled into one. Yeah. Sorry I took so long. I'm afraid the milk was finished, but, well, I thought, seeing as it's so cold, you might like to have a drop of something stronger.
Oh, that's marvellous, Bill. That'll back you up, darling.
Not feeling well, Mrs. Wright?
Oh, it's nothing.
Now, the glasses aren't very dainty, but they're clean. Here we are, then. Cheers.
Ah, oh, thanks. Here's to us.
I've been at Rossiter ever since. I do everything here. And I like it. Another drop, Michael?
Just a little bit. I've got to drive, remember? Yeah, it can't be far off midnight, can it? Who ever thought we'd spend the night in a railway station, eh, darling?
What time is it, Bill?
I'll have a look in a minute. The clock's through there. Can't be 12 yet, though. The express goes through at 12. We're near the bells. They're the warning bells at about 10:02. Then I have to nip down to the signal box at the end of the platform and clear the line for you. Another drink, Mrs. Wright.
Well, not for me. I'm feeling much better, though, Michael.
Oh, good. Must have just been the rain. Rossiter. You know, I thought I didn't know the place, but the name rings a bell now.
Big smash here 5 years ago. In all the papers. Maybe that's where you know the name.
I remember. Rossiter. Yes, I do remember.
Anybody for another drink? That's the last of the bottle we've just had, I'm afraid.
I'd like another, Bill. Have you got any more?
Yeah, there's another bottle where this one came from. I'll go and get it.
Well, it's getting into the spirit of the party, eh, darling?
Listen, Michael. I got him out of the room deliberately.
Whatever for? Ah, you want to tell me how much you love me?
I remember this accident here 5 years ago. Do you?
Vaguely. A lot of people killed, I remember.
That's right, but do you remember what caused the accident?
No. Who cares anyway?
I remember the accident very well. And the station master was drunk, darling. He was drunk. He didn't work the signals properly or something, but he was to blame for the smash, don't you see?
See what?
This chap's the station master, too, and it's the same time of the year. And he's been drinking.
Oh, well, don't worry, Pam. I'll see that history doesn't repeat itself.
It's not that. I mean, it's not history. I'm so confused, but why don't we know what time it is? I mean, why did my watch stop?
You forgot to wind it, I suppose. What are you getting at, Pam?
This man's name is Evans, isn't it? Bill Evans.
That's right. Nice fellow, too. Ah, I'm having a ball.
The more I think about this smash 5 years ago, the more I remember. The station master, who was to blame, never came to trial for his part in things.
So they must have decided it wasn't his fault.
No. No, it wasn't that. He committed suicide.
So?
Don't you see what I'm trying to tell you? His name was Evans. The same as this man. Evans, darling. Evans!
Another bottle left.
Oh, good, Bill, good.
How long did you say you'd been working here at Rossiter, Bill?
Too long. There you are, Mrs. Wright.
Thanks.
Are you the only one who works here, Bill?
That's right. I told you. I'm jack of all trades.
And supposing you're sick or out of action or something?
Mustn't get sick, must I? And for you, Mr. Wright?
Thanks, Bill. No more for me.
Come on, come on. Just a drop.
Fine. Not too much. How about yourself?
In a minute. One or two things I have to go and check before the express comes through. I won't be long. Just got to phone through. Won't be long.
Darling, what's happening?
There's nothing happening. He's not a ghost, if that's what you're worried about. Ghosts don't drink and get drunk and talk as rationally as he does.
Well, how do you know? How many ghosts have you spoken to?
Oh, come off it, Pam. Look, you caught a bit of a chill in the rain and you're imagining things.
What am I imagining? His name is Bill Evans. He told us that himself, so I'm not imagining that. And it's July, the middle of July, just the same as it was 5 years ago. That's not imagination, is it? And he's been drinking. It's just the same as it was.
It's coincidence.
And how do we know how ghosts behave? All right, so you don't believe in ghosts. Neither do I. You say it's coincidence. Well, it's too much of a coincidence. And he's strange to me. He seems odd.
He's perfectly normal, darling, really.
Oh, right. Well, it was an express train due at midnight.
Well, that's the same. We know that. What caused the smash?
I don't remember. Yes, I do. Oh, Michael.
Yes, I remember it now. Yes, of course. It had been raining heavily, hadn't it?
Yes, that's right. And there'd been a washaway on the line about 5 miles from here.
Yes.
This station was the last point, the last signal point, which could have stopped the train. Oh, darling, I'm scared.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Oh, that could be a coincidence, too. Rain isn't uncommon at this time of the year, you know. Now, the station master was drunk, wasn't he?
It's the same. It's all the same.
Now, pull yourself together, Pam. There must be something different. Wait a minute. They must phone through from the point further up the line, mustn't they? Yes, they do. That's it. Now, that's something that's different. I remember on the night of the smash, the storm had been very heavy, just like tonight.
Just like tonight?
Yes, there's one big difference, my darling. On that night 5 years ago, the storm damaged the phone lines. Telephone lines were down. That's why it was all left up to the station master, who was drunk.
Yes, that's right. I remember.
Well, the phone lines aren't down tonight, are they? You heard Bill say the warning bell. It'll go any minute.
But that isn't the phone line, is it?
Well, same thing. Now, do you feel better?
Oh, Michael, I feel... Yes, you're right, I suppose.
Yes.
It's just coincidence.
Of course.
Well, the phone must be all right, mustn't it?
I'll lay odds that's just what Bill's gone to do now. Phone through to the other station further up the line. You'll see. Just a string of coincidences.
And the name?
Evans isn't an uncommon name, is it, my dear? Bill Evans, there must be thousands of them.
Yes, I suppose so.
Any alarm bell yet?
What?
Any bell? Did the bell ring?
No, not yet. Anything wrong?
Perishing storm. The phone lines are down.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5s today.
Well, who would have guessed it? The phone lines are down. I always say there's nothing like a good storm and a disrupting of communications for making things easier for the ghosts to walk. Don't you agree?
The phone lines? You mean the station's cut off?
That's right. I can't get through.
Michael, it's just the same. It's the same.
Steady, darling, steady.
So what are you going to do now, Bill?
Oh, it's not all that serious, really. Only if something's wrong on the line. No reason to suppose there should be, but, well, we always play it safe. I'd better go to the signal box.
Play it safe? You mean you're going to stop the train?
There's a direct line through the signal box from the station up the line. It's 10-1, that'll be all right. I'll check from there.
Michael, there's going to be an accident. It's just like 5 years ago. I know it's...
Take it easy, Bill. Take it easy.
I won't be long. Just keep your fingers crossed that the line to the signal box is still okay. Otherwise, we'll have to disrupt the railway services and stop the express.
You see, Michael, he is a ghost. He must be. I wonder what's happened to the rail station master. He's going to cause an accident, this one.
For heaven's sake, relax, darling. Even if he is a ghost, which he isn't, what could he do? He can't go out and dig the track up and cause a smash that way. There can't be an accident unless there's something wrong on the line.
How do we know there isn't? The storm, the rain. 5 years ago there was a wash away. How do you know it's not the same tonight?
Because things don't happen that way. 5 years ago there was a weakness somewhere. The rains caused the earthworks to give way. Now, don't you think the authorities will have made quite sure that that can't happen again, however severe the storm?
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
What do you want me to do?
I think you should go after him. I think you should be with him.
Good heavens, what on earth for?
Well, you might be able to prevent something terrible happening.
But nothing can happen, Pam. I've told you.
Please, Michael, for my sake.
All right, if it'll make you feel better. Now, will you be all right here?
I don't know who that man is or what he is, but there's something strange going on tonight.
I won't be long.
That light must be the signal box. He's got a vivid imagination, all right. Ghosts don't behave like he's behaving, I'm sure of that.
Oh. What?
What's that? Hello?
Over here.
Bill?
Over here. I've hurt my leg.
Bill, what happened?
It's my leg. The rain platform was slippery. Maybe the drink, I don't know. I slipped. I hurt my leg. What's funny?
Bill, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. It's relief, I suppose.
Oh.
Look, I'll get you back to the waiting room. One thing's certain, though. I haven't had much to do with ghosts, but I'm sure they don't fall and break their legs. Well, there, Bill, it's not much of a splint, but it'll ease things until Pam can get you to the hospital. How far is it?
Not far.
You all right, darling?
I'm fine now. Don't worry about me. I'll get him to the hospital, all right.
You know what has to be done, Michael?
I think so. Now, check the line is clear and make the signal go.
That's right. There's nothing to it.
No, don't you worry, Bill. Come on, Pam. Just give me a hand. We'll get him in the car.
Thank you. clear. Go ahead, Rossiter.
All right.
Is that you, Bill? You sound different.
No, Bill's sick. I'm filling in.
How? Dirty night, isn't it?
It certainly is. So far, so good. Now then, third from the right, Bill's in. What on earth?
The express through, yes.
Not yet.
Ah, thank goodness I got here in time.
I'm worried about your husband.
Don't worry about Michael. He's resourceful. He'll manage.
Well, it's not far now. See that turning to the left?
I see it.
Yeah, turn there. It's about a quarter of a mile down.
Matter who I am. I work on the railways. You can see that, can't you?
The uniform. Yes, of course.
Then do as I tell you.
Wash away, you
say. 3 miles down the line, the whole cutting's caved in. If the express isn't stopped at Rossiter, there'll be a terrible accident. Stand over there.
Right.
There she comes now.
Can you stop it in time?
Thank heavens, yes. Now then. All signals red. Stop the train. That's it. All signals red.
She's closer.
She'll stop in the station. It'll be all right this time. It'll be all right.
Bill, I'm sorry you hurt your leg, but it's such a relief.
A relief?
I don't know what it was. My watch stopped. I was feeling a bit feverish, perhaps. I don't know, but everything seemed the same.
The same?
The smash 5 years ago. Well, that was at this time of the year, wasn't it? And the names are the same.
The names?
Well, the station master then was called Evans, wasn't he?
Oh, I see. Yes, he was, as a matter of fact. No relation. Evans is a common name, I suppose. Oh, don't tell me you thought...
I really feel silly about it now, but relieved, too. Well, it was the storm, you see, and everything was the same.
Well, I'm no ghost, Mrs. Wright. And I think I've got a broken leg to prove it.
There's been a washaway. The line's blocked.
Washaway? Who says? This is the express, you know. Here, you're not a railway man.
No, I'm not.
Well, then?
It's a long story, but there would have been a smash-up if I hadn't stopped you. Look, ask the old man. That's right, isn't it? What's happened to him? Where's the old man? He's disappeared.
Oh, he'll be fine.
Hello, Neville.
Well, the hero himself. It's nice to see you.
How's the leg?
Oh, coming on fine, thank you. It'll be a bit before I'm up again, though. Well, I read all about it in the papers, but tell me what happened.
Oh, Bill, there's nothing to tell, really. It wasn't me. It was the old fellow, the railway worker.
Go on.
Well, I checked that the line was clear, like you told me to. I got the go-ahead, and I was going to signal the train through... when the door burst open and this chap came in. He told me there'd been a washaway. He actually threw the signal. He stopped the train. Ah, he's the one who should have got all the congratulations, not me.
I didn't hear about this railway man.
No, they didn't mention it in the papers.
What did he look like?
Well, now, about 50, I'd say. Going grey.
And a beard? Did he have a little beard?
Yes, that's right. Now you mention it. Yes, of course he did. You must know him, I suppose.
I never met him.
Well, then, who is he?
Well, like I told you, I'm the only one working on the railways round here. It's a lonely spot.
But I don't understand.
I think I do. I've just remembered something. It was raining cats and dogs outside that signal box. And he'd obviously come through the rain. His uniform was quite dry. Dusty, in fact.
I don't believe in ghosts either, Mrs. Wright. But I'll bet if you ask him his name, he would have told you he was Evans.
You don't mean...
Evans. The man who was responsible for the smash 5 years ago. He was making amends, you see. I hope he rests peacefully now. Dear, oh dear. So who was it that stopped the train? You see, the thing that has me confused is that we've got old Bill Evans with us. Here, behind the creaking door. And he swears he knows nothing about it.
Class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5s today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door? Of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5's Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present... The Creaking Door.
Thanks for listening to Radio America, broadcast from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. We hope you've enjoyed our show as much as we have bringing it to you. If you have any ideas for upcoming shows, or would like to be a guest, or support this great broadcast, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. That's radioamerica@inbox.com. Also, we're pleased to announce that we'll be offering CDs of great old-time radio shows. You'll get 50 different shows in MP3 format on CD for the low price of just $5 per CD, which includes shipping. For more information, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. We'll see you next time on Radio America.